This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. There's a children's song sung in many Sunday schools that starts with, "My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do." In this program, we'll be considering what it means for God to be almighty. But first, let's listen to "Mighty Lord," sung by Ashley Cleveland.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
And now here's Abel to tell us more about God the Almighty.
How strong are you? How strong-minded are you? How much power do you have in your muscles? What if you had more power than you could imagine? All the power in the universe. You know what? You still wouldn't be as strong as God, because he not only has more power than all the power in the universe, he has infinite power. One of the most obvious truths that God reveals about himself throughout the Bible is the fact that he is almighty. We read in the Bible, in Genesis, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And in the Psalms, "I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him, in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths." In the book of Luke we read, "Nothing is impossible with God." God is all-powerful. God can do anything he wants. And yet, this raises questions. Can God do anything? In the Bible we also read that it is impossible for God to lie. There is something God cannot do. He cannot tell a lie. We also read in the Bible, God cannot be tempted by evil. That's something else God can't do. God cannot sin. He can't die. He can't change. How powerful can he be then? Well, we have to be careful what we say here. The thing is, when we say that God is all-powerful, we do not mean to say that he can simply do anything. Rather, we mean to say that he can do anything that is in harmony with who he is. He can do anything that does not contradict his nature and his being. That's why he can't change. It's against his nature. That's why he can't sin. It's against his nature. It's why he can't die. It's against his nature. God is who he is, and he cannot be otherwise. By the way, though, don't think that this gives us an edge over God, thinking that we can do stuff he can't. The thing is, we can't go against our nature either. Would you be able to push a planet out of its orbit? No, it would be against your nature as a weak human being. Right then, God cannot violate his nature, his being. Enough concentrating on what he cannot do, let's focus a bit more on what he can do. He can do anything that would be consistent with his nature. And he can do anything that is consistent with his will. To put this in other words, God can do anything he wants to do, something that certainly cannot be said of us. Okay, God is almighty. He can do anything he wants. How does he show this? How does he make it clear that he is almighty? Well, for one thing, he made everything. In the book of Isaiah in the Bible we read, "This is what God the Lord says, he who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it." One only needs to consider the vastness and awesomeness of the creation that God has made to have a tiny idea of just how powerful God really is. We look at the power of the sun, how it could incinerate us instantly. Would all of mankind together ever have the power to create something so awesome? Never. And yet, the sun certainly isn't all there is to the universe. There is so much more. And the Lord God made it all. Not only did he make it all, he made it out of nothing. He brought matter into being. He formed atoms. Mankind can never do this. And God could have made an infinite number of creations, each made up of an infinite number of atoms, if he wanted to, because he is infinitely powerful. We can't even begin to imagine such power. You know, not only did God create the universe, he also keeps it going. He cares for each and every tiny atom, each and every wave of energy, everything that exists. This too shows God's power. In Psalm 104, we read in beautiful poetic language of this sustaining power. "These all look to you to give them food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. But as if it were not enough that God should create all things and sustain all things, he also shows his strength in how he rules all things. All of creation is subject to his control and his command. In the book of Jeremiah we read, "Should you not fear me, declares the Lord? Should you not tremble in my presence? I made the sand a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier it cannot cross. The waves may roll, but they cannot prevail. They may roar, but they cannot cross it." All the waters are subject to his control. Everything is subject to his control. Who cannot but fear such power? In the book of Job, God asks, "Who then is able to stand against me? Who has claim against me that I must pay? Everything under heaven belongs to me." Being confronted with such power, it is no wonder that Job would respond with these words, "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted." But you know something? As much as God reveals his power in creating, sustaining and ruling all things, there is a way in which he shows his power even more clearly and even more amazingly. God's power is made clear in how he forgave those who believe in him by sending Jesus to die in order to suffer the punishment for sin that we deserve to suffer. Salvation, that is the ultimate demonstration of the strength of God. The power of God is made clear in the weakness of the cross. That may sound like a contradiction, but it's not. Ah, to be sure, many do not appreciate such power. Physical strength, financial strength, political or military strength, these are the kinds of strength that mean something to us. But these kinds of strength are nothing compared to the strength which was shown on the cross. You know, we are completely sinful by nature. Nothing we do can change this. It is who we are. Never forget how impossible it is for us to alter this fact. It takes an infinite amount of strength to change us from our sinful nature to being a child of God. But thanks be to God, he has that strength. Do you believe in him? Do you believe that he is the Almighty God? Do you believe that he has the strength to save you? Repent of your sins and worship the Almighty God. All praise be to him.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. To be all-wise and all-knowing would possibly be fun for a short time, but then the responsibility would definitely get too great for any of us. Except God. He can handle it. Please join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. to find out more about this character of God. Until then, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.